Hey, I know this story came out over the weekend, and it's something a lot of people are aware of, but we need to make mention. And I put a link up on a story, too, that appeared in the Detroit News, although it was via the Los Angeles Times. And I missed this completely, if there were any rumors about it happening. It was news to me, but I think it was news to a lot of people, as apparently, though it's still not official yet, unless I'm missing something here, that Saginaw's son,
yeah,
Darvin Ham,
yep,
son of the first female mayor of Saginaw, Wilmer Jones Ham,
yep,
yeah,
is going to be named the new head coach of one of the most storied and legendary franchises in the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's right.
Well, he was assistant there for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, there, and he was with the Bucks last season when they won the championship.
Yeah, he was with the Bucks last season, yeah.
Played with the Pistons when they won a championship.
Right.
Yeah, he's been around the game.
But that's just, that's an incredible story.
Well, and then when I read the story, I never knew this about him, is that he really didn't start playing basketball until he was a senior?
And I'd forgotten that story. I was here during the height of some of the great Saginaw teams under Marshall Thomas that they had. But
right.
Yeah, in fact, Marshall Thomas is quoted in this story talking about, I didn't know who he was. he didn't come out till his senior year because he had a growth spurt.
Yep.
But the team was pretty much set because they had a bunch of really great players, and he was the 10th man off the bench. Mm-hmm. But he, I love this. This is from his coach, Marshall Thomas, who said that though he wasn't a star and barely played, he possessed one trait that made Thomas comfortable recommending him to junior college coaches. He kept getting better and better and better as a true competitor. And the biggest thing about Darvin was never his ability. It was that he was always a great person.
Yeah.
Hard-nosed, hard-working, but a great person. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Ooh, and that said about their son.
Good abilities, not exceptional abilities.
No.
Right.
And that was pretty much he was not a star in the NBA.
No, but he was solid.
He was solid. He filled a role.
Yep.
He filled a role.
He did.
And what a role he's going to fill. And none other than sending out a tweet, apparently, again, although it's not been made official.
No.
This is LeBron James, who's got a coach. Imagine that. Here's your first coaching job. And by the way, on the roster, we have LeBron James. Granted, at the tail end of his career now, but still, he's LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron sent out a tweet welcoming him, shall we say.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So how cool is that? It's just amazing. And again, it happened over the weekend, probably because of Memorial Day holiday weekend, maybe got a little lost, and since it's not official yet, but Darvin Ham from Saginaw.
Yeah, and his assistant coach is also LeBron James.
Yeah.
Maybe his head coach.
Maybe, yes.
Very well played.
Yeah.
This one of his high school teammates, Julian Taylor, was quoted in this story. In Saginaw, we're cut from a different cloth. We come from hard work, from toughness, that take-no-mess attitude. That's Saginaw basketball. Darvin was such a hard worker, and once he grew and got physically strong, he couldn't be denied.
There you go.
That's just cool.
Yep.
So congratulations, Darvin Ham. Looking forward to some great stories of the Los Angeles Lakers in the future.
Just lose when you play the Pistons. That's all
exactly
we
right.
ask.
Exactly right. Yes, yes. Come and be welcomed.
That's right.
And then lose.
When you can win all the other games. Doesn't matter.
Lose against the Pistons. Make us happy.